Win 104.9, the Christmas station. We're joined by phone by Tony Award winner Jefferson Mays. You have a big show coming up, and I want to get into that in just a few minutes. But before we do, 2020 has been a performance year like no other. Jefferson, can you run us through what this year has been like for actors?
Yes, well, as has happened to so many industries and so many people across the country and across the world, the theater has taken a pretty profound hit. The theater community has lost over 80% of its box office income due to COVID-19 pandemic, and I believe somewhere around 2.7 million arts workers are now unemployed. But the thing that excites me most about this live capture production of A Christmas Carol is that the proceeds, a sizable chunk of the proceeds, are going to go towards supporting community and regional theaters across the country. Supporting and sustaining them through these difficult times. So that's the thing that I think that gratifies me most, aside from the privilege of coming into people's living rooms telling this extraordinary tale.
You're a Tony Award winner. You've been in dozens and dozens of roles, and yet you still find the time to give back to regional and community theaters. Why is that so important to you?
Well, it's because they sustained me. I started out in community and regional theater, and it was a huge part of my education, not only as an actor, but as a human being. And I'm delighted to be able to give back in some small way to these institutions, which I just think are so important to American culture. Whenever I am working out of town, filming on location, or performing at a regional theater, I always try to go out and see community theater, a high school production, because there you see theater in its purest form. You see a community of people through the love of the experience coming together to tell a story to itself. And these productions are always infused with a spirit of joy and a sense of discovery that you are not necessarily guaranteed in so-called professional production. So it's just the life's blood of the nation's culture is its community and regional theater, in my opinion.
My wife and I last year saw a version of The Christmas Carol at a local children's theater. So I'm familiar with the show like much of our listening audience, but tell us what might differ for your version of A Christmas Carol.
That was observed, often imagined and staged with a large cast, and there's a great, wonderful, celebratory Christmas pageant quality to most productions of The Christmas Carol. And this is less a departure from that, as it is a return to the story itself. As originally told by Charles Dickens himself, he quickly realized that this novella that he wrote had great dramatic potential, and he toured a one-man show of it. And we used his cast, about reduced his three-hour novella to about 90 minutes, but we used his own tact to serve as the base of this production. So I'd like to think we're getting back to perhaps what Charles Dickens himself imagined, and you have his narrative voice throughout with its wit and its sense of social outrage, and also the sense of it being a ghost story, you know, told around a flickering fire at Christmas time. I hope we'll be evoking the spirit of Charles Dickens in this one-person production.
Certainly, we're looking forward to the live streaming version of A Christmas Carol that you're working on. Can't wait to watch it. We're giving away tickets to it next week as well. But before I let you go, what is one thing when the theater returns to normal that you are personally looking forward to?
I am looking forward to the return of a living, breathing, laughing, gasping audience. I miss them so much. We performed this live capture of A Christmas Carol in an utterly empty theater of over 3,000 seats, and it was a special poignancy looking out at this beautiful, vast place, completely unpeopled, and thinking of all the theaters across the country, sadly shut because of COVID-19. And, of course, those empty seats represented to me in some way, you know, lost souls that have been taken from us through this pandemic. I cannot wait for the audience's triumphal return to theaters across the country.
Jefferson, thank you again for what you're doing to support local theaters, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Jefferson Mays joining me by phone on Win 104.9, the Christmas station. Tony Award winner, star of A Christmas Carol Live. You can watch it. Go to the website, achristmascarollive.com, and Brad Jackson will have free streaming tickets for you next week. Keep listening for your chance to win more of your Christmas favorites coming up on Win 104.9.